Book of Joel, second chapter. Must have had a wreck somewhere. All the sirens going that way. Just now, EMS vehicle going that way. Yeah. They call them accidents nowadays. It made me think of the farmer that had the bull that butted him over the fence. And the fella asked him about his accident, and he said, "Mister, that wasn't no accident. That bull fully intended to do that." Yeah. Well, boy down the road from me several years back, he was going to show a calf at the Love Lady calf show. He had this calf, and he was just bad. He was just born that way. He was bad. And I had already worked with him a good bit. Done everything you could to him to gentle him down. And here comes a lady ag teacher. And she is going to get over the fence in there with him. And I said, "Lady, that thing will come to you now. He's not a bit afraid." So I think I'd gentle him down. So she goes on over in there. It wasn't but a minute, he lifted her right. He run at her. She throwed her foot out right on his head, and he just carried her right back over the fence right beside me out there. I said, "I told you, thing would come to you, but some people are just slow learners, you know." I can almost look at one and tell what he's thinking, though I grew up with him, you know, all my life. So I kind of know when to stop. I guess the 16th verse of the second chapter we'll begin. It says, "Gather the people." We'll go back to 15th verse. "Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify fast, call a solemn assembly." Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation. Assemble elders, gather the children and those that suck the breast, and let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. I've come here in my mind a lot of times. I've often thought about it. I think sometimes Sunday school, and I'm not just totally against that now, don't misunderstand me, but I think sometimes it tends to pull the children away from the preaching of the gospel. I know a babysitter does. If you're going to have to take the children out of the class, it won't hurt them. The preaching of the gospel won't hurt them. From little bitty, I know from experience, from little bitty fella, I might go sleep on that pew down there, but I was hearing things, and I'm sure it was good for me and my family. So when it says call a solemn assembly, I don't think it has to be just eerie, solemn. But I think it has to be toward God a solemn thing. It needs to be something that we pay attention to and understand. Going on, he said, and we'll drop down then to verse 21. He said, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things." Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field. For the pasture of the wilderness do spring. For the tree bringeth their fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion. So he's called out a peculiar, particular people now, Zion. That's where the blessing is. And rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. That's where we want to dwell this morning, is on the rain. It's been so hot and dry. Come a little old shower at the house this morning. Refreshing. Refreshing. Some part of the way on the way here, I saw a few places on the pavement where it's a little wet this morning. It'd be good. We got a blessing. Cool things down a little bit and water the ground. There's some argument about what is the former and the latter rain. I know from growing up on dry land cotton farm, we wanted plenty of rain in the wintertime. The old folks of that day said they want the moisture to meet. Want abundant rain. Plenty of rain. Then later on when the crop got up and it was about ready to start bearing, they wanted another one. Latter rain. Water it, make it grow. Certainly that applies to the people of God. They need the former rain, and they need the latter rain. They need to go on to sanctify themselves, but they need the rain, to do it. It come down moderately, it said, plenty of it, but not too much. Scripture also talks about rain that just washes stuff away. But we look for moderate rain. Lord always deals with his people moderately. He gives them exactly what they need. No more and no less. What a blessing that the people of the Lord can look for that type of rain always. We have a drought in the land sometime, but not the people of God. We go to the Word of God and look, and we feed there, and are refreshed there, and the rain comes down, and it waters the ground, and it causes it to bring forth fruit. So the people of God are advanced in knowledge and in grace by the rain that the Lord brings down on us. I can't help but look back again, back all my years growing up, especially when we was on that dry land farm I was talking about. We'd be out in the cotton field. It'd be hot. We'd either be hoeing cotton or picking it with no end. Look around, but especially me and Paul, we would look around, look for a little cloud over there, you know. Man, maybe it'd come a good hard shower. Oh, it'd be so refreshing. You could smell it in the air. Sweet smelling savor that come down from the Lord. What a blessing. Book of Hosea. Sixth chapter. Invitation for the people of the Lord. Verse 1, come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. I mentioned a while ago that the Lord only gives us exactly what we need. Abundance of rain. No more and no less. Lord doesn't operate in bits and pieces. He operates in completeness. No more, no less. Bind us up. After 2 days, will he revive us. In the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come down unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain. The Lord always comes also with gentleness. There's always peace with his coming. There's always a refreshing with his coming. How often do you get in the scripture and read it, and then you think, oh, this is heavenly place here, especially if something opens up to you that just turns you on. Say, this is good stuff here, and then you can't quit it. You keep on looking and digging and looking at it, rejoicing in it. It's a refreshing, always refreshing as rain coming. In the book of Ezekiel, Brother Bruce brought me a book. I don't think he meant to give it to me, but I still got it. I'm going to return it. But it's on the book of Ezekiel. I'm going to tell you, it prints so little in it, though I can't read it, so it doesn't do me much good. I have attempted to read some in it, but I have trouble seeing this big print in my Bible here. Getting worse as I get older. 34th chapter. I guess verse 20. Therefore thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, even I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because you have thrust it with side and with your shoulder, and pushed all the disease with your horns, till you have scattered them abroad. They're scattered out. But the Lord's going to intervene. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and thy servant David, a priest among them, a prince among them, I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace. I said the Lord always come in a gentle fashion. The covenant of peace. And will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause a shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. We got a song in our songbook titled that, which showers of blessing. But we'll go back to the Garden of Eden again. Mentally, think about it a little bit. Lord put Adam and Eve in the garden, and he gave them the job of tilling the garden, certainly gathering from it, eat all the fruit that you want. It's there. And at that time, there wasn't any rain. There was a dew that come up from the ground and watered the ground. I see to give people just enough. No heavy rain. There wasn't any lightning and thundering and going on at that time. It was a solemn habitation. It's where they lived until they broke the commandment. But the Lord always watered the garden exactly the right amount. Isn't that something? Not too much, not too little. Always give them exactly what they needed. And then he broke the covenant. And then come the rain. Something must be done about this. Things were getting worse and worse. Exceedingly worse. Until the Lord decided he was cleaning it up. So he brought rain. We might say abundance of rain. Even the ground, it said, opened up and it flowed up out of the ground until it covered even all the mountains. What a rain. Rain 40 days and 40 nights without ceasing. What a rain. And yet, there was a remnant saved. 8 people. Everything else perished. The water cleansed the earth. All ever creeping thing upon the earth perished at that time. And then it dried up because the Lord brought a wind up to dry it up, remove the water. And the dove was sent out 2 times, 7-day intervals. Second time he didn't come back. It was ready for man to get out of the ark and replenish the earth and be ready for showers of blessing. It was about to come up on them. And the trees of the field shall yield their fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hand of those that served themselves of them. And then we look, and the Lord turned the water off. A drought in the land. So severe that they went down into Egypt to find something to live on, get some grain. And they were there until the Lord delivered them out of that and brought them over to the water, to the water's edge, the Red Sea. And he opened the waters up, give them transport across it on dry land till they come out the other side. Then the enemy pursuing them were swallowed up. The Lord dealt with his people often with water. Go dip in the Jordan River 7 times. Why? To cleanse yourself. But it wasn't so much about the cleansing as it was about the obedience. Go dip in the water. But Lord, there's better water than that. Oh, go dip in the Jordan. Do exactly according to the pattern. Dip in the Jordan. Back in the book of Hosea again. The 14th chapter. Verse 1, he said, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words, and turn to the Lord, and say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips, Asher shall not save us. We'll not ride upon the horses, neither will we say any more that the work of our hands, say any more to the work of our hands, you are gods, for in thee the fatherless find mercy. Said, I will heal their backsliding, I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him, Israel. And I will be a dew unto Israel, a dew. Be back at the garden. He shall grow as a lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread and his beauty shall be as an olive tree. Always his, O Israel. And smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine, and the scent thereof shall be as a wine of Lebanon, a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord. Ephraim shall say, what have we to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him, and I'm like a green fir tree, from me is thy fruit found. Who is wise? And he shall understand these things, prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressor shall fall therein. So the Lord is going to bring a dew upon the people. It's going to be gentle. Revive. The people of revival. We holler revival nowadays. But this is going to be different than anything we've ever seen. Revival of the people. We're revived as the Lord brings the showers of blessings. In the book of Psalms 72, verse 1, give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring forth peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people, and he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like the rain upon the mown grass. That's another reminder. Come a little rain and the grass is cut and it's smells so good. It's a sweet savor. It also kind of sets the scene for just a solemnness to it also. The rain ended, but it's on the grass, and there's a certain smell to it that nothing can equal to it. It's reviving. Up on the mown grass, there's showers that water the earth. In his day shall a righteous flourish and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. They're gonna be moon come up, gonna be hot, and it's gonna be cold all the way to the end. Betty said the other day, I don't know. It's been so hot so long. I said, it's that way every year. This is nothing new. We've been looking at this over 80 years. It's the same thing as far as concerning that. There's going to be seed time and harvest until the end. It's going to be the same, especially for God's people. It's going to be the same. We rest in the Lord and the showers he brings to us. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow themselves before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. What a contrast. Everybody else showers a blessing. Enemy is going to lick the dust. It don't say he got down in sackcloth and ashes. He's just going to reap the benefits of the dust. If he ever gets down there in sackcloth and ashes, then there'll be repentance and there will be showers of blessing. But he draws this contrast. What? You can relate to that. Today, I believe, as hot and dry as it's been, there's cracks out in front of my house. You almost fall in them. Of course, I always done that too. But rest assured, there's still going to be seed time. Now, it's going to be hot and it's going to be cold. That's what it says in my Bible. So rest in that. Verse 10, he said, the kings of Tarshish and the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Sheba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him, for he shall deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy and save souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. For he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continuously, daily, and be praised. And there shall be a handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains, and the fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun and the moon. Men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be the glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. So he's going to redeem his people. He's going to give them a refreshing, a newness of life, a life that's more abundant. It brings forth more fruit. Always looking unto the Lord. Isaiah 51. Must come to Isaiah 51:1. Hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. He's talking about a particular people here again. Now, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, back in the garden. In her desert, like the garden of the Lord, joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Singing a new song. The Lord hath redeemed his people. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arm shall judge the people. The isle shall wait upon me. In mine own arm shall they trust. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. So he's going to bring the people, his people, to the place of rest and comfort. Always giving the rain in due season when it's time. Lord always moves in specific time. Never late, never ahead, always just right. In the book of James, seem like I must come here, in chapter 5, in verse 7, said, be patient therefore, brethren. That's the kind of thing we have a little problem with, isn't it? Every day, some way or another, we have. I know maybe it don't harm you, but it does me. I'm always looking to get ahead. Now, I don't have much patience sometimes. I try to have it. Sometimes that doesn't work. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Lord, rain on us today the showers of blessing. What? Not too much or not too little. What we need. What we need, Lord, rain it on us today. Bring us closer unto you.